Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, listeners across the country and the planet. It is already the third day of August 2008. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 5 to 7 Eastern, 4 to 6 Central. And we have two guests joining us today. Later in the hour, one of the chief investigators that exposed to the world the fact that the Vince Foster suicide back in the early days of the Clinton administration was a hit, a murder. And that's Mike Rivero, investigative journalist. He'll be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. Then we have a listener who ended up getting PrisonPlanet.com in the news, but not quite in the way we'd like. It was on CNN, Fox. It was in more than 20 newspapers. A whole bunch of New England TV stations covered it as well. He went on board an airplane at Boston Logan Airport flying back to college, where he goes to college in Southern California, and he reportedly admits to sticking one of our bumper stickers that we've put in all the videotape, all the film orders and book orders that go out from Infowars.com, sticking it in the bathroom. Now, we understand he wanted to get the word out, but we do not encourage vandalism, even if it is borderline vandalism. It probably didn't damage anything. Still, it can create fear, and the police hyped it up and stopped the airplane and freaked out and put bomb dogs on board. And he was arrested. This was last Thursday, and he was indicted and then charged Friday. Very quick about it. Well, guess what? He's out on bail, and we have this arch thought criminal joining us coming up in an hour and a half against the advice of his lawyers. But might as well come on this show. He's going on all the other shows talking about it. They're also spinning what he had to say. They're saying, the airport police said that he did it as a joke. No, he was saying they're arresting him and canceling the flight for 3+ hours. That was a overreaction. But that's the whole point. That's why the criminals in government staged the 9/11 attacks, was so they could create a culture of fear and take some of the bravest people in the world and turn us into a nation of ninnying cowards, where now they've shot I-35 down here in Austin before because of a small box on the side of the road that blew out of a car. Now, the media ignores Las Zetas, paramilitary Mexican troops, car bombing in Dallas, machine gunning on the border, rocket attacks on newspapers, more than 600 murders in 1 year. That's all covered up and kept quiet. I mean, a real war, a real drug war. 54 Americans kidnapped in one day by drug gangs and taken across the border, and then a huge firefight where some are killed. That hardly made South Texas papers. But you got a cardboard box on the side of the street. They shut I-35 down. Everyone panics, and men in black uniforms arrive in black ski masks to be the saviors of everyone. So I'm already digressing. We'll be talking to him coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes from now. Okay, I want to go ahead and get into the top story today. Very, very important information. I want everyone to take notes and pay attention to what I'm covering here. All the proof of what I'm saying is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Thursday, during the radio show, I was sent a YouTube clip of Seymour Hersh, the most respected living journalist today, Pulitzer Prize winner, the greatest living investigative journalist, and every report he's put out over the decades since he broke Operation Phoenix and torture camps and the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, everything he's ever reported, and I've gone over his major reportage, has been very accurate. He has inside sources in the Pentagon, in every major White House, in the FBI. And Cy Hirsch, a few months ago, reported that the White House was looking for a pretext to start a war with Iran. Now, we already had White House memos, the famous White House memo, that's gotten so much attention with Tony Blair and George Bush, where Bush talks about flying our planes low, painted up like UN aircraft, to hopefully some of Saddam's troops would shoot at them. Now, that's criminal, but that's one thing, and we know they did then carry that out. This is even worse. This is even worse, and we then put a report out on it Thursday night and Friday and put the call out for the mainstream media to cover it. They did. One outfit did cover it, and that was Keith Olbermann. Here's just a few second snip of it. We have a link to it if you want it up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. But here is a small piece of Keith Olbermann talking about it Friday.
He told the Campus Progress Journalism Conference that in a meeting in the vice president's office, members of the administration sat around brainstorming ideas to provoke a war with Iran. Quote, "The one that interested me the most was, why don't we build, we in our shipyard, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes to the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans." That's the kind of That's the level of stuff we're talking about. Provocation, but that was rejected. Can you see this happening in Cheney's office? Sure you can. Can you see Cheney getting all happy and worked up and almost smiling? Sure you can. Can you see when they get to the part about Americans being killed and you can't do that and he just stares at them all and says, "So?" Vice President Dick Cheney, today's worst person in the world.
Now, of course, there are more than 200 declassified examples of where criminal elements of our government, the CIA, the Army, the Marines, that's the main culprits, they're very proud of it. They teach it in war college and how to do it, and it's in Army manuals, and we post them, declassified Army manuals, how to stage terror attacks, how to blow up churches, how to blame it on your enemies. Oh, it's official policy of the criminal government we have. And they just got a little bigger and a little badder on 9/11. You know, OKC only killed 160-something. That wasn't enough under the Clintons. So 3,000, that'll sure get the American people hopping mad for these $3 trillion wars we've had. The two wars have cost more than $3 trillion now. And, of course, hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts every year to their cronies. But this is the point. Cy Hirsch published a story but didn't give details in the New Yorker a couple months ago. Then 2 weeks ago, at a journalism conference with hundreds in attendance, he goes and speaks, and somebody in the audience shoots video of this. And Cy Hirsch, we have the tape. It's up on Infowars.com. I played it twice last week. We're not going to play it today because of time constraints. Maybe later we will if we have time. It's about 5 minutes long, where he goes, well, you know, there were 11 other attacks they wanted to stage, but the military didn't like the idea and said, we better not do that. And so Dick Cheney was basically overruled by the president. Okay, but why is this not newsworthy that Dick Cheney, the vice president, is saying, let's paint up some boats, let's manufacture some boats and paint them to look like Iranian boats, and then have them go out, and if you actually read the transcript and watch the video, he says, have them have a shootout. So that means both sides shooting at each other. Now, that's Operation Northwoods. That's the declassified government plan to hijack jets by remote control and crash them, bomb D.C., bomb Miami, attack U.S. military bases, blame it on foreign enemies, blow our ships up, blame it on enemies. So I'm going to come back and finish up with this. The point here is, you the listeners are the reason this ended up being on MSNBC. As I said, Thursday and Friday, get it out to everybody, make sure the mainstream media is forced to cover it, and one station did, MSNBC, but we need an investigation. What are the other 11 targets that Cheney wanted to hit? This is criminal, this is outrageous, and it's just being glossed over. We're not going to gloss over it. Stay with us.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, $904.30. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $930.55, $458.35 for half, $229.18 for quarter. That's $930.55, $458.35, and $229.18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Options of dollar sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the...
There are several huge facets...
Oh, where have you been?
...to this story that you, my great listeners, the visitors of InfoWars.com, took the challenge I put out Thursday and Friday. You took that YouTube video of Cy Hirsch admitting what he didn't put in the article from his sources inside the White House. He admitted they were planning some provocation, but he only gave us in that news conference one of the points. What about the other 11? See, that's the big issue here. So Dick Cheney is pitching and discussing making dummy or false flag boats. This is the original definition. The British and the French during their innumerable wars would dress their ships up if they were English like the French, or if they were French like the English, or if they were Spanish like the French, depending who was fighting with each other. They would dress it up like the enemy's ship, fly its flag, go commit massacres, pull up beside merchant ships of neutral countries. There were some famous cases of this. And just open fire and sink the ship, but make sure that a few people were able to get in escape boats, lifeboats, and get away. Like, you can read some of the naval annals of the French and the British. I can't put them down. It's one of the things in my off time. I'm into the last 300 years of naval warfare. Very interesting stuff. And they would even give them the orders. In fact, the French were some of the first with this type of espionage, or black propaganda, as they called it, or false flag, as the British called it. They would even pick a ship, a small merchant ship, that was near land in good weather, so they could pull up, flying the flag of their enemy, blow the ship to kingdom come in neutral waters, and then the survivors would get home, say in the case of the Dutch, and say, my gosh, the evil French pulled up, and they opened fire on us. And then they'd say, that's it, we're going to war with France on the side of England. Or if it was one of the other cases, we're going to war with England on the side of France. That's false flag. That's self-inflicted wound. That's inside job. That's government-sponsored terrorism. In fact, there were even some things like this that were done during World War II by the U.S. Of course, Hitler became dictator through firebombing his own Reichstag, the capital, and then to start war with Poland. We're taught in our mainline history books that Hitler just attacked Poland one day in 39. No, they attacked their own military base, a radio relay station, dressed up concentration camp victims in the uniforms of Polish soldiers, shot film of it for the newsreels, and said, that's it, we're attacking Poland. This is done over and over and over. Putin's been caught doing it, blowing up stuff and blaming it on the Chechens. That's even come out in Russia. It's over and over and over. This is their favorite trick. And as long as we continue to buy it, they will continue to do it. And yes, criminal elements of our government killed 3,000 of us on 9/11, and we even have their own documents where they planned it. They even wrote public ones saying we need a huge terror attack. Boy, it'll be great. I mean, that's how arrogant they are. Gary Hart, earlier this year, put out a public letter in a newspaper to Iran saying our government will stage terror attacks. Senator Gary Hart, he's part of the CFR, Homeland Security Board, that came up with a plan for it beforehand. He said, you better do what we say. Don't think because 80% of Americans in polls don't want to attack you, we won't. Go read it. Just type Gary Hart letter to Ahmadinejad, or letter to Iran. And then we went and interviewed him. It's In Truth Rising. We Are Change went and interviewed him and said, did you really say this, that our government stages attacks? And he said, yes, our government wants to stage attacks in the Gulf. Why was he saying this 5.5, almost 6 months ago? Because that's the very time these meetings were going on in government. And Cy Hirsch, the most respected reporter in this country, his activity is outrageous. He said they decided not to publish the 12 plans that were proposed by Dick Cheney and the neocons in a White House powwow to create fake Iranian patrol boats, put our Navy SEALs in them, and then have them pull up alongside a destroyer and open fire and have them have a shootout. And they said, well, people will probably get killed. And this happened the week after they had the botched Philippine Monkey, as he's known. That's the nickname of the pirate radio ham operator in the Strait of Hormuz, who is always trying to get the U.S. And Iran to shoot at each other. And the media says, oh, it's just some radio pirate. Isn't he funny? No, it's the government, folks. And Cy Hirsch needs to release the other 11 ways they plan to start a war, because I guarantee you they're getting ready to do it. Now, stories like this coming out in the media may stop them, but let me explain something. The New Yorker reported 2 months ago that they did have a meeting and are looking for ways and decided on some to stage a provocation. Keith Olbermann just reported on that Friday. But they are not telling us what the other 11 targets are. This is absolutely incredible. The story you need to look at is Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. In the In the video here, taped at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh reveals how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV. Everybody's confused by that. The neocons call World War III the Cold War, okay? We're just being technical here. We may change that to World War III because the public just doesn't know that. As they finally call their pet project to take out Muslims and foment a contrived, quote, class of civilizations. According to Hersh, the meeting occurred after the neocons failed miserably to stage a rehashed version of the Gulf of Tonkin incident in the Strait of Hormuz, mostly because it is no longer 1964 and such big lies, thanks to the internet and bloggers, are far more difficult to float. For all I know, our Navy was shooting at whales out there, quipped LBJ, about the imaginary act of North Vietnamese patrol boats attacking U.S. ships, leading to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution and undeclared war in Southeast Asia, ultimately resulting in the death of nearly 60,000 Americans and around 3 million Southeast Asians. And it was declassified now 3 years ago that it was staged, completely staged, as the USS Liberty was staged. That was declassified 3 months ago. Chicago Tribune. In an exclusive Think Progress story, we learned the meeting took place in Cheney's office, and the subject on the table was how to create a casus belli between Tehran and Washington, part of an ongoing effort to provide an excuse to attack Iran. There was a dozen ideas proffered, this is quoting Cy Hersh, about how to trigger a war, Hersh explains. The one that interested me the most was why don't we build, this is a quote, in our own shipyard, this is Cheney speaking, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and next time one of our boats goes to the Strait of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. That's Dick Cheney, quote. This is the guy that 5 years ago reported that U.S. Special Forces were inside Iran staging terror attacks. The White House declassified that and said it was a good thing last year. Hersh would have us believe the scenario did not play out because you can't have Americans killing Americans. An absurd explanation considering the fact that the attacks of September 11th were just that. Americans killing Americans. A calculated and cold-blooded act of mass murder carried out by elements of the U.S. government as the new Pearl Harbor. A cynical pretext to launch a war on terror, now grinding into its seventh year. Ominously, these ideas hark back to Operation Northwoods, the JCS plan to stage a false flag terror event. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get into this more later. I want to get into the anthrax case, which we have the real prime suspect. You're going to hear information here you're not going to hear anywhere else. This new suspect you're hearing about, who they murdered, total bull. You'll find out on the other side exactly what really happened. Stay with us.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called brown gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mike Rivero had one of the very first alternative investigative news journal websites, whatreallyhappened.com, in the mid-1990s. He was instrumental, more than anybody else, including Christopher Ruddy, who also deserves a lot of the credit, for successfully exposing the fact that Vince Foster was murdered. He's broken a lot of other major investigations. And before he leaves us early in the next hour, I do want to get his analysis of this huge report, now picked up by Keith Huberman after we pushed for it Thursday and Friday, you, the listeners, did, about Dick Cheney wanting to have fake Iranian boats made in U.S. shipyards attack U.S. naval craft. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and there's 11 other terrorist attacks that Dick Cheney is planning. And Cy Hirsch just did a media conference, just kind of, just jokingly talks about it and says, yeah, we wrote an article about how they were planning to stage something, but we didn't want to say what. That's a big issue right there. This isn't a joke or a game, ladies and gentlemen. There's over 200 declassified examples of criminal elements of our government. This is admitted where they did stage attacks. We're in a lot of danger here. It's bipartisan. Don't think when George Bush flies off into the sunset, all this ends. I'm not defending George Bush, but the guy runs nothing. And the evidence says he didn't even exactly know what was going on 9/11 from his activities. But I'll tell you who did. Dick Cheney, in control of the bunker, according to Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, in control of the stand down. We'll talk about all that later with Mike Rivera, who's also an expert on 9/11. Now, in my film Matrix of Evil, we cover who the main suspect in the anthrax attacks are. He's a dual Mossad slash U.S. government bioweapons expert. The papers on the East Coast and news stations, TV, did report that he broke into Fort Detrick, Maryland, after he'd been fired. He did break into the Level 4 bioweapons lab, where the U.S.-grade weapons, super-weaponized anthrax was stored. But he was never the suspect. First, it was Hatfield, who's now won a huge multi-million-dollar lawsuit, totally innocent. Just like when the feds bombed in the Olympic Park, they tried to blame Richard Jewell. Now they've set up Eric Rudolph. It's the same thing here. Remember, then they told you it was non-weaponized. Turned out when samples came out, it was the most weaponized, ever designed, patented U.S. Just the process of miniaturizing it takes over $100 million of equipment in a giant factory. And is so deadly that it is in containment units and robotic arms are used to manufacture it. And these giant cylinders. Remember, the FBI lied to us about that. They lied and said that it was Mr. Hatfield. Now, they have found a classic patsy who, even after they claim he'd been visiting his shrink, his government shrink, and saying he wanted to go into the lab and shoot everybody, and he was involved in the vaccines, not in the weapon side. And that's in the Washington Post today. Even the Washington Post says, scientists question FBI probe on anthrax, because they're the experts. They say he didn't have access to it. He couldn't get in there. Well, why are you? Well, no doubt, folks, he didn't commit suicide. That's a 99% chance. So they murder somebody out of thousands of scientists. They find one who's mentally ill, one they can have his psychiatrist say, he didn't talk about anthrax attacks. We talked about shooting people. But they didn't do anything. In fact, they continue to let him work in and around non-weaponized anthrax for the last few years. So that's some of the basic facts here. But we do know who the main suspect is, and we've known this for 5 years. I made Matrix of Evil 5 years ago and briefly covered it. Mike Rivero has done the original research and put it all together. And this is amazing info. We're going to have him with us into the next hour. And then I want to get into Dick Cheney wanting to attack U.S. ships. This is public. Cy Hirsch, most respected investigative journalist living. And now Keith Olbermann has covered it. Thank God, because I knew people would say when we talked about it or played the video clip of Cy Hirsch saying this that they wouldn't believe it. We can now push this further out in the light and demand Hirsch be drug in and tell us the other 11 targets. I demand to know those other 11 targets. But again, we're getting to that later. I rarely have two such huge stories. I don't know which one to get to first, but they all deal with government-sponsored terror. We haven't even gotten into how the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, September 10th, 4 weeks before it shows up. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is bombshell information. Let's go to Mike Rivero right now. Mike, I've set the table with some facts. Can you, in a chronological order, roll out what happened with the anthrax? People have forgotten. It's been almost 7 years. Go through all of that and then bring us up to speed with this new patsy and then who the main suspect is.
Okay, well, basically, shortly after 9/11, at the time when President Bush was trying to get the USA Patriot Act ramrodded through Congress, these letters started showing up. They were filled with this weaponized anthrax. The letters themselves and envelopes were deliberately written to place the blame for these attacks on Arab Muslims. Very crude writing, very poor spelling, references to Allah, death to Israel, and all the rest of it. So it was very obviously an attempt to point the finger of blame for the anthrax letters on some Arab Muslims.
And this is the same government, I've got to add this, because we can't forget this, that planted two fake passports on the scene of the towers in 9/11 and then later admitted they were fake but wouldn't say where they came from. The same government that planted the bags of the hijackers everywhere, only their bags didn't go through security. But go ahead.
Yeah, basically, it was a very obvious setup. And, because of the fear of the anthrax letters, Congress passed the USA Patriot Act without even looking at it. And it was a big, big, scary deal. Now, fortunately, not that many people were killed. It was a relatively minor incident, but, of course, the media played it up. We were all in danger. People were afraid of opening their envelopes. And it was a very scary time. Now, as we all know, it became apparent very quickly that this anthrax, in fact, had come from within the United States. There were foreign labs who had requested samples of it, and they quickly identified the genetic structure as identical to a strain kept at Fort Detrick. So it became more and more obvious that this was beyond the capacity of Al-Qaeda to produce, and they started to look for somebody inside the U.S. government. Now, according to the Hartford Courant and other sources who are quoting from apparently now classified U.S. government documents, there was a scientist working in Fort Detrick by the name of Dr. Philip Zack, and he was caught on the security system going into the lab where the anthrax used in the letters was kept. And he did this after he did not have authorization to be there because he'd been fired over a racially motivated attack against an Egyptian coworker.
Now, let's be clear. We got somebody breaking, a bioweapons scientist, breaking into a level four lab, international incident, right there alone. It's covered up.
And basically, a lot of people are convinced that it was this same Dr. Philip Zack who sent letters to the FBI attempting to frame the Egyptian scientist for the anthrax letters as well. And they investigated him briefly and let him go. Then all of a sudden, Zack, he's moved out to, I believe he's currently at Dugway Proving Grounds. He still has his security clearance. He still has his job. He's still working on these things that kill a lot of people. Meanwhile, apparently at the urging of Dr. Barbara Rosenberg, the FBI focuses on Dr. Stephen Hatfill, and they proceed to destroy his life bit by bit. They point him out to the media. They call him a person of interest, which is a null term with no legal validity, and the media hounds him, and they turn his life into a fishbowl. He can't get work. He is losing everything he's ever worked for. I'm glad he sued. I'm glad he won. I'm glad he got his settlement. Then the FBI, which, of course, is having to deal with this question of why can't you guys find out who did this, apparently they focused on some other scientists except for Dr. Zack, the man caught going into the lab where the anthrax was kept. And this Bruce Ivins was apparently being harassed and hounded much the same way that Stephen Hatfill was. It was not allowed into the press to forestall a potential lawsuit, but from his associates, it is clear that the FBI simply harassed this man to death.
Now, that's the patsy. Stay there. We're going to come back and analyze the patsy, analyze the real suspect here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting information the establishment does not want you to have. Okay? They launch those attacks to create more fear. They launch it against Democrats. They launch it against American media that had done hit pieces on the Bushes. And the White House was on Cipro. Multiple smoking guns in triplicate. We'll cover it all on the other side with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. My website's PrisonPlanet.com.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drink and Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drink and Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drink and Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drink and Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drink and Mate at holiday stores.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I wanted to plug something before we go back to Mike Rivero. The affiliate that we bring you, this Sunday show and syndicate, took a lot of great AM and FMs across the country, put out on satellite and internet at Infowars.com. News Radio 590 KLBJ. Their website's 590KLBJ.com. I just love it when our affiliates, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years ago, would be ashamed of us. But a lot of our affiliates, especially this one, are proud of the show. And they got big links all over their main page and links to our own little subpage on there. And they are now asking us every week for clips from the video we shoot it here and air on local TV in Austin. We shoot it on Sundays and air it Wednesday nights with the TV show. We're now putting little select clips every week up there on their site. And the video quality is just unbelievably good. I'm kind of afraid to plug it, though. It'll probably crash their servers. I don't know if they know how big this show is. I think they do. I think they have an idea. But that's up there. Okay, so, Mike, I want to go back here and then get into how they're setting up this patsy who they probably murdered or may have driven to suicide, but I think they murdered him. They like to murder their patsies like Lee Harvey Oswald, McVeigh, and others. The big issue here that I want you to give us your expertise on, there's a bunch of big issues, is that the FBI out of the gate said this is not weaponized. This was probably made in a basement in a bucket. That's a quote. And then we went on air day one and said, folks, I've looked it up. I've looked at Jane's Weapons Quarterly and what the bioweapons experts say. Regular anthrax doesn't even kill most people it comes in contact with. This stuff's killing people in a day or two who just get a whiff of it. And it's obviously weaponized, and I was called a conspiracy theorist by the national media, and then within months it did come out that it was super weaponized, was the U.S., and they had to, okay, go try to find a patsy. But the FBI knew that day one. And so we have them covering up, and then we have them ignoring somebody breaking in with foreign intelligence ties into a level four bioweapons lab. And for those that don't know, inside Fort Detrick, these are underground in their own pressurized sub-facilities. There are three layers of barbed wire, 15-foot fences around it, minefields, men in machine gun nest. Oh, but he just breaks in, steals it, but then, you know, that's okay. He's not a suspect. I mean, Mike Rivero, this is insane.
Some new information that is breaking that removes any doubt about this being a murder and a smear job. First of all, the timeline about Dr. Bruce Ivins, apparently on July 9th, a social worker by the name of Gene C. Dulley, filed court papers in which all of these claims about how dangerous he was is, and if you go and look carefully, every quote in every news report about how he's homicidal, he was talking about killing people, he's crazy going back to his college days, it's all from this one court document. There is no corroborating evidence about it at all. Now, the interesting thing is, Smoking Gun has put up Gene Dulley's original handwritten note about all of this, and in it, it says quite clearly that the FBI was in communication with her before she filed these court documents. Now, the interesting thing is, on the basis of her court filing, Bruce Ivins was committed to the Frederick Memorial Mental Hospital. The hospital turned around and scheduled him for release, which means they didn't think he was a problem.
Let me stop you. Now, they're saying for years it was known that he was a nut. Why was he given access to bioweapon labs?
That's exactly the point.
They do background on this. I mean, they go back and find out about your great-grandma.
I went up for a security clearance myself, and they gave me heck because my father was born in Shanghai, China, and I wasn't dealing with any weapon systems or anything. I was dealing with satellite data. And this Gene Dulley, the only person who's saying that he was showing all these symptoms all throughout his life is this Gene Dulley. Now, they're trying to claim that she is a therapist. She isn't. She is a social worker, and her only certification is that she is a substance abuse counselor, which takes just an associate's degree. She's not a doctor. She is not.
But the way the media framed it is that his psychiatrist said this, and then you read deeper, it's clearly a bunch of bull.
Yeah, there is no psychiatrist involved. This woman is not a psychiatrist. She is a substance abuse counselor.
And
that
then magically he kills himself. Case closed, and I guess if they would have killed Stephen Hatfield, he wouldn't have won a $15.6 million lawsuit by proving that they were liars.
And okay, but I'm still getting to the punchline here, okay? The L.A. Times is reporting that Bruce Ivins was still in the Frederick Mental Hospital when he died. Now, folks,
oh my
you don't
God.
Walk around a mental hospital and pick up handfuls of Tylenol number 3 to take.
Oh, my God, he died in government custody. And I read a bunch of news articles and didn't even find that. The fact that they're burying that, that's even bigger.
Yeah, he was still in the mental hospital when he died. And, you know, this stuff is locked up. He's supposed to be on homicide, suicide watch. He's in a mental hospital, and, oh, my goodness, he overdoses on Tylenol 3s. I mean, come on, people.
Well, let's recap it all. We have these anthrax attacks against Democratic targets and media targets that are against the neocons. Now let's get into the big smoking gun, because we can bring in all the old evidence, Mike. Tell them who was on Cipro. And by the way, I have Ari Fleischer on tape. We're making a new film, You're In, Fabled Enemies, covering it all. We have the press conference where the White House, not just an AP article, admits that the White House went on Cipro the day before 9/11, weeks and weeks and weeks before the anthrax letters are mailed.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The White House staff, the president, all of his key people, they were all put on a program of Cipro, which is the medicine that you take to prevent being infected by airborne inhaled anthrax. And they were on this medication to build it up in their body for weeks before the anthrax letters were mailed. Why? How did they know? It's like the people who say we had to get out of Building 7 because we were told it was going to come down. Okay, who told you? Well, we weren't told after all. That was just conspiracy theory stuff. And it's the same thing. Our top governmental people were being given the very medication for anthrax 4 weeks before the anthrax letters came out.
And then the debunkers say, but wait a minute, if they were launching the attack, they would know the letters weren't coming to them. It was going to go through the D.C. special post office for the White House and the Capitol, and it killed some workers there and made others sick. So that's why they knew in their threat assessment. Turns out the CIA in 99 did what, a $3 million study of how to mail weaponized anthrax through the mail, and who else was behind that study? This is just incredible. And now Mike, give us your take on that.
Well, yeah, we see a continuing pattern of the government literally practicing and rehearsing these events that happen. We know that in the months before the Oklahoma City bombing, the BATF had a special unit out in New Mexico
blowing
making
up rider
truck bombs and blowing them up. And they did about a dozen of them. And the guy who was in charge of that program just kind of happened sort of to be in Oklahoma City, one block away from the Murrah Building when it went up.
And Terrence Yakey, who became Cop of the Year, big linebacker, big black guy, who carried a bunch of people out on his back, they were there telling a doctor, suture me up, take care of me, do all this stuff for me. And they said, why are you in full bomb gear 1 minute after this went off? And they were told to shut up. And then Terrence Yakey called his partner and said, I got feds pulling me over. And then they took him and tortured him to death. Top of the year. That's what you get for seeing the BATF on scene.
Well, I mean, there were all kinds of things like that. You probably know the newscaster Connie Chung. She's actually a friend of mine from way back in Los Angeles. She was out there at Oklahoma City. She asked one question, why the fire trucks were parked in the blocks around the Oklahoma City bombing just before it went off, and she was immediately fired, thrown right off the air, just gone.
That's right. And for those that don't know, Mike Rivera's kind of like Batman. He has one life he leads and the other is this. Mike's a big Hollywood guy. We're not going to get into all the stuff he does.
I look terrible in black tights. You don't want to see me. Trust me on this one. You know, when the criminals see me in my costume, they laugh. They don't run away scared.
No, I understand, but you're doing a great, Mike's done Lost and a bunch of other big TV shows. Mike, getting back to, any other points you want to say on this? I mean, we have so many smoking guns, it's just mind-numbing.
Well, I think the point I want to make here is that we used to see in the old Soviet Union, when they wanted to destroy somebody and get rid of them, they would claim they were insane, they'd gin up a case against them, throw them in the mental home, and that was the last anybody would see of them. Very obviously, we're looking at that here. This Jean C. Dooley, looking at her actual CV, you know, she's a minor flunky. She's not even allowed to treat people without a doctor being in attendance or a real psychiatrist or psychologist being in attendance. She cannot do that kind of work.
And the FBI is well known for going out and getting minions to testify for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, I think this Jean C. Dooley is the social worker's equivalent of Gerald Posner.
All right, stay there, Mike. You can stay with us and finish up on the anthrax developments and then get into this new Gulf of Tonkin, Dick Cheney wanting to stage terror attacks on our own ships. Fantastic. We'll be right back with Mike Rivera after this quick break and news. Everybody, stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and WhatReallyHappened.com. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.